Now may I take you up a hillside, a forsaken tract of scrub in New York State overlooking the Hudson River. I want you to feel the cheerless wind while I'm telling you the rest of the story. I want you to see the frowning sky and the sprinkling of unblemished snow on the ground and the stunted barren toothpick trees that bristle from the earth like porcupine quills. And I want you to look over there at a grave, and I point this out to you because it is so inobtrusive. It's little more than a mound with a cedar stump to mark it, and I want you to see it, and I want you to meet the soldier who lies there, the once-hailed, now-forgotten Captain Corbin, and I want you to know the rest of the story. Captain Corbin's life was an adventure from the first, a father killed by Indians, a mother abducted by Indians. When the Revolutionary War broke out, Corbin joined the Maryland and Virginia regiments. Then came the Battle of Fort Washington on Manhattan, November 16, 1776. The colonists were vastly outnumbered and outgunned. At one point in the battle, a key colonial cannoneer fell dead under enemy fire, and that's when Corbin rushed to the big field piece and took over, reloaded and refired as the battle raged until British grape shot nearly tore off an arm. Corbin was taken prisoner of war, alive but seriously wounded, taken to Philadelphia, and although the captain lived, that mangled left arm would never, ever be useful again. Meanwhile, the story of Corbin's bravery had grown to legendary proportions. Even among the British, who respectfully paroled the captain in the custody of General Greene at Fort Lee. And when the revolution was won, Captain Corbin would be honored by a grateful new nation. For in the July 6, 1779 edition of the Journal of the Continental Congress, it was recorded that Captain Corbin was to receive a lifelong pension, and that was a first in our country's history. It's an oft-retold tale in the village of Highland Falls, New York, that Captain Corbin died there in the year 1800 and was buried nearby. More than a century later, that story was confirmed. For you'll remember, standing on a forgotten hillside, March of 1926, looking down at a neglected grave, for on the 16th of that month, that grave was opened to reveal a skeleton lying in the earth, a skeleton whose bones bore the unmistakable scarring of grape shot, precisely where Captain Corbin was said to have been wounded. The captain's body was then reinterred in West Point Cemetery on the 14th of April. The ceremony included full military honors. And so the story closes of a soldier, of a 25-year-old woman soldier who followed her husband into war and who remained at his side until he died, and who then took over his post at the cannon, only to be wounded and subsequently honored as the first female pensioner in American military history. A very few women who ever lived have been honored with a West Point burial. And yet if you visit that cemetery and that now prominent gravesite, salute. Salute not only what Captain Molly Corbin did for her country, but also what she did for the love of her husband. Now, you know the rest of the story.